Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Keith Robbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S. This is 1986 PRESERVATION, Preservation Oak, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-521-4020. ID is XXX XX-8789. Date of birth is 2-13-1942. 80-year-old married retired man, insurance is Medicare / AARP. Pharmacy is Safeway - Chico 530-899-2322. It's address 2. Address to Ken Gillen, G-I-L-L-E-N-P-A-C, Paradise Medical Group. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of previous CVA, comma, gait unsteadiness. Below that, it should say long-standing history of sleep apnea. Current complaints, persistent fatigue, current medications, let's see, vertically. Ophthalmic Curdalac, lorazepam 1 milligrams twice a day PRN, niacinamide 500 milligrams, one daily, topical ketoconazole, metformin 500 milligrams, 1 BID, terbinafine 250 milligrams, 1 tablet daily, excitalopram 10 milligrams, 1 daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, clopidogrel 75 milligrams once daily, lisinopril 10 milligrams once daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams once daily, CoQ10 300 milligrams twice a day, L-methylfolate 15 milligrams once daily, vitamin D2 50,000 units once weekly, niacinamide 100 milligrams daily, men's multiple vitamin 1 daily, melatonin 3 milligrams at bedtime, bupropion 150 milligrams extended release, new paragraph. Dear professional colleagues, Keith Robbins was seen today for neurological reevaluation accompanied by his wife. New paragraph. Following his evaluation 2016-2017, he was again found to have findings of malnutrition, nutritional insufficiency to vitamin D, vitamin B3, and evidence for possible secondary hyperhomocysteinemia. New paragraph. His diagnostic evaluations, including extracranial and intracranial vascular angiography, completed in May of 2022, show evidence of atherosclerotic disease without completely serious stenosis, for which he remains on Plavix on a daily basis. New paragraph. He completed the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life Questionnaires. Showing mild cognitive dysfunction, that's mild to moderate cognitive dysfunction, moderate symptoms of fatigue, moderate symptoms of anxiety, mild symptoms of depression, slight to mild symptoms of behavioral discontrol. Slight to mild reduction in abilities to participate in social roles and activities. Mild reduction in satisfaction of his social roles and activities. Some upper extremity motor dysfunction, little motor dysfunction in the lower extremities. The paragraph. In consideration of his ongoing clinical care and his risk factors for progressive atherosclerosis, additional laboratory testing is being requested for follow-up and reevaluation. New paragraph. On examination, he demonstrates little ataxia today. There is no tremor or inducible rigidity or stiffness. New paragraph. His reported clinical history today strongly suggests that he has medication-induced chronic fatigue that may be related to diabetic treatment with metformin. New paragraph. In consideration of this, I'm giving him a therapeutic trial of IMB12 injection. Subparagraph. Should he respond, he'll be placed on B12 injection therapy for a protocol of 6 weeks on a weekly basis. New paragraph. I will see him for reevaluation follow-up with an additional and follow-up report, signed respectfully with my professional signature.